Race Stupidity Comes to Police Dogs by Fred Brownbill. I am not sure if you heard or read about this beautiful small black and brown Belgian Malinois Shepherd, who happens to be a police canine with the Bend Police Department in Oregon, a liberal bastion of idiocy as ridiculous as that other state filled with fruits and nuts, California. They named this beautiful dog Kim and nicknamed her Lil Kim. Did I mention that this dog was mostly black? Well, guess what? Ricardo Waits, the founder of the Central Oregon Black Leaders Assembly, has a problem with the name. Yep. It is racist. What? Now the next stupid part of his reasoning. There is a black rapper actually called Lil Kim, so having a black dog, especially a police dog, with the same name is, yes, you guessed it, really racist. Ricardo Waits met with the police chief Mike Grants, obviously a man with no conviction, strength, character or common sense and a burning desire to surrender, and expressed his concerns that black people have with the name of the canine police dog. The words below are copied from Ricardo Waite's statement to the police chief and to Oregon Public Broadcasting. Try not be amazed at the logic this racist fool used to complain about the dog's name. It's a little tiny black dog, canine dog, that the police call Lil Kim. If you're a person of color, or if you're a fan of Lil Kim, you know her significance in hip-hop. You also know that she's a gangster rapper, he said in the video. Just to be honest, I don't want to see Lil Kim out there biting people of color. I guess it is okay for her to be biting white folk. By the way, just a thought. Is white not a color too? Just asking for a friend. Now, Police Chief Grants, also obviously a man who places political correctness over plain common sense, buckled instantly and confirmed and declared with all solemnity, that from that moment on the police force, the handler and all others would just call the canine Kim. Phew. Racial war and the possibility of blood flowing in the streets is now erased from the streets of Bend, Oregon. Thanks, Chief Grants. Grants' words on the subject are printed below. I try not to laugh or cry that my beloved America has come to this, or that a career I once was involved in, law enforcement, has become run by so many weak, pathetic chiefs and sheriffs who want to be politicians. They have no spine. They have no common sense. They are weak. They are a disgrace to the badge they wear and the people they represent. Although the dog is not named after a musician, it's important to recognize that some people may assume that or believe that, Krantz told OPB. I think in the eyes of some community members there is a connection historically to the use of dogs, specifically on protesters and black community members, and that could bring a fear of canines. What? This particular canine has an amazing record. She is an acknowledged superstar among canines with a truly great apprehension record. She is trained to locate and apprehend criminals or suspected criminals, plus search for missing people like the elderly that may have wandered away from home or young children. Her official name was Kim. They nicknamed her Lil Kim. Nothing racist. Just out of love and respect of a small canine who thought she was huge, going over and beyond. She was little but mighty. Little with a massive heart and bravery plus loyalty beyond words. I want to just give a few other stupid political correctness decisions made in an insane world. Bend, Oregon cannot claim the title of most stupid without comparing others. In Australia in 2007, a company that hired Santa Clauses in Sydney, told his new hires they couldn't say ho 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 anymore as it resembled American slang for a prostitute and therefore could offend women and possibly frighten children. They were told to lower their voices and say ha ha ha. However, there was a public outcry, so it was decided each Santa could decide. Administrators in a Californian school district banned the wearing of or display of the American flag during the Mexican holiday celebrations of Cinco de Mayo. Five kids were told to remove American Stars and Stripes bandanas so as to be sensitive to the feelings of the many illegal and possibly legal Mexican students there. Yes, to Mexicans in Mexico it may be an important holiday, but guess what, folks? This is America. Not Mexico, yet. The Maine Human Rights Committee declared and proposed that no public bathrooms or school bathrooms could be single-sex labeled. This was because it offended transgenders. It followed a case of a 12-year-old boy who felt he was transgendered and was not allowed into the girls' bathroom. In their written report, they used the name him when describing the boy. One of the worst cases involved the military in 2009 when they knew that they had a ticking time bomb in a Muslim named Nidal Malik Hussain. He opened fire on personnel at a U.S. Army base while screaming Allahu Akbar, which translates to God is great in Arabic. The military hierarchy knew he had radical contacts. They knew he wrote radical emails. They knew he had contact with radical imams. They knew he was seriously conflicted being a Muslim in the U.S. Army. He killed 13 people that day. U.S. military middle management knew all about him but were worried they may be accused of racially profiling him due to his religion. 13 Americans died that day due to political correctness. I could go on and on. The examples of political correctness could fill a book bigger than War and Peace. We have become a nation, no, world, filled with thin-skinned, sensitive, increasingly stupid people. America. I am not one of them. I say what I feel. I fear none. I do not fear of offending but am always willing to have a civil but intelligent conversation with anyone who has a different opinion to me. I may not always be right and I am willing to listen. However, stupid is stupid. Period. Fred Brownbill 2021.